when you're on the highway, what is it they have painted on the road to keep you from getting on the wrong side?
A line.
Okay. And what do you call the concrete? Sometimes they build a little wall on a four-lane highway to keep people from going across. You have a name for that? You know, they have a concrete...
Railings.
Yeah, or steel down the middle to keep you from going from one side to the other.
Railings.
All right. And if it's real wide and built up concrete, you know, where it's maybe it's 10, 15 feet wide, do you have a name for that? Okay. If you're on the road downtown, you know how the road downtown is built up off the ground real tall? Sometimes 2 and 3 stories tall. Okay, if you want to get on that road from downtown, say on 2nd Street or something, 2nd Avenue, what do you call that thing that you got to drive up to get on I-95?
A bridge.
Okay, the bridge puts you on the
I-95.
Okay, and if you, like, when you're going downtown and you're driving in the car and you want to get off and you got that big sign that says next, you know, what do you call that thing that you have to go to? You know, they always tell you to slow down. You gotta. What do you call it?
Curve.
Yeah, you get off of the highway, off the expressway, off these little roads that go down, and you usually come to a stop before you turn on. What do you call those little things that you come down off at the end? You know, you got those. These that go up and they got them coming down. Okay. Okay, what are some of the main streets around mine?
That I use?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 27th Avenue, 79th Street, 7th Avenue. Sometimes. Second Avenue.
Okay. How about in your neighborhood? What are some of the street names in your neighborhood? You know, like you have, like you said, you lived on an avenue, 21st Avenue, but some people live on a street that comes around and makes a little loop like that. What do you call a street that does that? You know, like...
I know what you're talking about. The houses around.
Yeah. You ever see anything like that?
Yeah.
Like courts? Do you have courts around here? Like 13 court or circle or...
Yeah, we have.
All right. What other kind of streets can you have? You know, different street names for streets like that. Can you find in your neighborhood around here?
Like 21st Lane.
Okay.
Seventy-first Bridge. That's about.
Okay. All right. How about in some cities, you know, you'd be driving along, and a railroad track will come across, and you have to stop and wait for the train. But in some places, they have it built in such a way that the road goes underneath the railroad track. You know, like the train comes up a little bit, and the road goes underneath. What do you call a place where you go underneath like that, just quickly?
Down the ground.
Underground? All right, this isn't a long tunnel. It just might just be a real short, you know, just where maybe a road goes under a road. What do you call that? Like when you drive underneath I-95, what do you call that?
Expressway.
Okay, the road underneath it?
Yeah.
You call the road underneath an expressway?
Not the road up.
Okay, right.
No, we don't. Not anything.
Okay. How about the thing about the railroad? Would you call that anything? Like if you dip down and you come back up? No. You ever use viaduct or underpass? Have you ever used any terms like that or heard anybody say anything like that?
Right. Yeah,
what I was going to say, it did happen. Okay. Okay.